You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds for this one, Sider Berahino to score in a West Brom win is 4-1. Andy Garlow to score in a Watford win is priced up at 6-1. This fixture, guys, is 14th versus 15th. The only thing I'd like to say with confidence about this game is it will have to do a lot to avoid being last on match of the day.
Yeah, I've got that noted down, yeah. Actually, here in front of me as well.
Yeah, the only people less interested in this match than punters are the players. I mean, you could argue their positions in the Premier League table matter, but I don't think I've ever heard a less convincing reason to back a team since whatever I said last. I mean, there's nothing at stake, and I'll be surprised. It's got nil-nil written all over it. In fact, I think there could be fewer goals than that. No one will be watching this. I won't be having a bet other than backing low on the goals.
Yeah, I think nil-nil's a good price here at 7-1. I agree with what Derek said. You look at the stats involving these two teams as well. Games involving Watford this season have seen a league-low 68 goals scored, while West Brom have only seen 70 goals overall in their matches, which is the lowest and the third lowest in the league.
Okay.
So these two come together, and it's the perfect storm, really. I think the nil-nil draw at 7-1, there's nothing on this game at all. West Brom haven't lost in their last 15 meetings with Watford. That's one stat that does leap out. They've won 8 of those and drawn 7. This could be 8-8 after this game. 8 wins, 8 draws, because this is nil-nil. 7-1 nil-nil draw here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.